How to build a happy life by following 5 simple steps. Living a happy life is what all of us strive to find and keep. Though everyone is looking for it, almost no one is happy and joyful all the time. But there are some individuals that seem to be more fulfilled and satisfied than others, even though they might not be as rich, famous or successful in their job or business. Studies show that happiness doesn't have much to do with materialistic needs, achievements and wants. But it mainly bubbles from inside. Though sometimes in its highest sense, happiness doesn't even have anything to do with relationships, friends and possessions in life, still, with most people, emotional support plays an important role in having a happy life. Most of the time, people with stronger family connections, a good number of close friends and spiritual roots, feel happier than the rest. A positive attitude towards life and optimism is another important factor in living a happy life. In other words, happiness is connected more to the inner state, personal perspective, emotional support and spiritual connection, rather than physical needs, wants and achievements. In the 1970s, a research was conducted on people who won the lottery, and it was noticed that a year after, they were not happier than people who didn't win. So we can say that happiness, which is connected to an incident or a happening on the outside world, creates a more temporary effect. While happiness that is an inner state and connected to attitude and character, is more long-lasting. From an energetic perspective, happiness is related to the heart energy center. As long as we have a strong and activated heart chakra, we will feel happy in life. The heart chakra can be activated through various methods, from simply wearing a smile all the time, to practicing various meditations and exercises. It is easy to be happy. We just need to make a slight change in our perspective and the way we live. 1. Know who you are. One of the first things that can bring happiness to our life is to know who we are, our strengths, our weaknesses, and what we want to achieve in life. If we know ourselves and we love us for who we are, we will be happy in life, and no one can bring us down by trying to define or criticize us. Now, if we further know and realize our true nature as a soul, even various problems can't easily bother us, as we look at life from a higher perspective. Not associating ourselves to the body, emotions and thoughts, gives us a sense of detachment. The real meaning of detachment is not actually to give up life, or not take any responsibilities, but just to remain free and detached from entanglements. A person can be detached and at the same time live an intense, extraordinary life. Detachment gives us freedom. So we won't feel sad or depressed if we break up with someone. We won't feel low if people don't accept our ideas, and we won't feel irritated if what we expect doesn't happen. Loving oneself and having the ability to flow and adapt can lead to a happy life. Quote, happiness depends upon ourselves. Aristotle. 2. Live in the moment and look forward to the future. One of the major reasons why people are not happy is the feeling of worry and stress. Most of the time people are either regretting their past or worrying about the future, so they miss the opportunity of enjoying the moment. In order to have a happy life, it is important to live in the moment and enjoy every part of it. However, just living in the now and not thinking about the future might not be very practical, and not recommended as well. To succeed, we all need plans for the future. We need to know where we want to be in a year, in 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. Well planning and precise strategizing are keys towards reaching success. But despite what most people think, we don't need to wait to achieve whatever we have planned for, in order to become happy. We can be happy now, and we can become happier after accomplishing each task and goal. The process of working towards a goal or purpose is as exciting as accomplishing it. Quote, be happy for this moment. This moment is your life. Omar Khayyam. 3. Value your friendships. Having friends that we can trust and go back to in the moments of sadness and joy is one of the most precious assets in life. People who have stronger bonds with family and friends are often happier than the rest who don't. In order to build a strong friendship, we need to invest time and effort. Friendship is a two-way road. We need to give in order to receive. So despite having a busy schedule, We need to find time to be with friends and family and spend some quality time. To laugh together, play together and connect to one another. Being in the company of good friends and family who love us, makes us feel nurtured, confident and happy. They are like a huge mountain supporting us whenever we fall. So one of the very important factors that leads to a happy life is having friends and family who you care about, and who care about you. Quote, life without love is like living in a refrigerator. Master Koa Koksui. 4. Follow your intuition. Have daringness to follow your intuition. Intuition is different from intellect. Intellect is the outcome of studying, analyzing and concluding, while intuition is direct knowing. It comes as a form of guidance from the higher soul or higher self. But before following your heart and intuition, first we need to build it. People who have stronger connections with the higher soul are more intuitive. So in order to improve intuition, our crown chakra should be sufficiently developed. One of the ways of activating the crown is doing meditations such as the meditation on twin hearts. Through the simple meditation, we become channels to bless the earth and all the beings on earth with the energies of love and peace. So our heart and crown becomes highly activated, and the connection gets stronger and stronger. Regular practice of the meditation on twin hearts, therefore, leads to higher levels of love, happiness and intuition. Once the connection is built and our intuition is activated, we can connect to our higher soul for guidance whenever we want. Greater connection with the higher soul further gives us a sense of contentment and bliss, which is a higher manifestation of happiness. Quote, the only real valuable thing is intuition. Albert Einstein. 5. Help and care for others. One of the activities that opens the heart and leads to happiness is caring for others and helping people in need. People who do charity work, even despite having a normal life, are usually quite happy. And the secret is in their activated heart chakra. Furthermore, when we see people who are really in need of what we often take for granted, we feel more grateful for what we have. This gives us a sense of fulfillment. So it is a good idea to start helping others in whatever way you can, and see how your life will be transformed. Making other people happy will bring happiness to us. It is a law. Quote, through our willingness to help others we can learn to be happy rather than depressed. Gerald Jampolsky. Being happy is easy. It doesn't require lots of effort. It just needs a shift in our mentality and perspective in life. Quote, if you want to be happy, be. Leo Tolstoy. Created by SoundGecko.